I'm going in the morning to get my nails done, and I have to get green again. I got green. Fancy.
Yeah, you do. No, you
For
can get red and
the
gold.
no. For the Eagles, so I have to get green again. 'Cause I don't know. Now I'm stuck with it.
Can do both.
No, I'm not doing both.
Oh.
I am not the Niners fan. You are the Niners fan. All
So what are
right.
you guys gonna do this weekend?
I'm gonna root
Yeah,
for the
I
Eagles
know.
and he's gonna root for the Niners.
Oh.
And we're going out.
Yeah. Are
So
you gonna wear your Niners gear while you're out, Brew?
I'm gonna wear my Jerry Rice jersey, so I don't think I'll get too heckled.
you'll get heckled. I know, but
Oh,
especially if they lose. So
it's Jerry
the good
Rice.
is like Brew is like so laid back that people don't usually pick on him about it. They just ha 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 and he laughs along and it's over, you know. So we'll see. I don't know. He may have to bring a sweatshirt or something to put over it just in case.
Yeah, I
I can safely get you out of the
wear
bar.
Are we recording?
Right, it's January 27th, 2023, and welcome to the 17th episode of Married to Clash. I'm Queen JJB, and I'm joined by my other half, Brew,
Hello.
and Miss P,
Hi.
and BTG.
What's up, party people?
What's up?
I don't have the authentic reaction now. That's
Oh.
the wrong thing.
I know, I was like, huh? What did you just say?
Are we recording?
Yes.
Is
We
that fine? Yep.
have the teddy bear butt with a pacifier microphone.
Yep. I deemed it the pacifier microphone.
Yes. That's what Brew calls it now. It's been a while. Miss Mama Sids went to somewhere out of the country for a really long time, and then all of us have kids and stuff. So it's been a little bit since we recorded and
Didn't
actually
we
talked.
record before she left?
Yeah, like the end of November.
Yeah.
No, middle of November.
Oh, wow,
It
that
was
was
like the
before
20th,
Thanksgiving, wasn't
20th.
it?
I think so. Yeah. Everybody has left us. BTG just left. Miss P's not there. So it's just me and you, dear.
Oh,
It's the
yeah.
Married Clash podcast. Oh, now they all get a kiss? Y'all left us! I
We did the smoochy smoochy.
told you to
I know, and then BTG left. I was like,
Ben wanted to get a
Out on
beer.
me, it keeps
Tell
freezing
us the
up.
truth, Ben.
Oh, Ben. Ben
No,
needs better
I
internet in
mean
his country.
everything works fine. The internet works fine for everything except for this. Discord is the only thing that it doesn't work on, work for. I don't
That
understand it
works.
in any way, shape, or
What?
form.
I don't know what to tell you. Brew and I are in our office because we have a sleepover occurring at the moment, so Grace has a friend here. So,
Ah.
and I got a new office chair today, and
How is
some
it?
bruise in the old one. It's good so far. I like
Yeah.
it. It's littler than that one. That one's like super wide.
It is. I can fit like two of me in it.
I know. It was kind of nice because I could sit crisscross applesauce on it.
I can't do that.
I know you can't, but I can. All right, so it has been a while. I will be honest and say I did not try and tally up all the events, so I don't really have any
And she's
information on what's happening. She's talking to Shane.
She put us on mute.
I know. But I do want to send a quick thoughts and prayers out to our friends over at the C2J family and
Yes.
Only Clash Podcast. Is yes, correct? Yeah.
Yes. Yes, the Only Clash Podcast.
Hero, one of the hosts over there, unfortunately passed away in a unexpected way, and I'm really sad for all of them.
Yeah.
We did have an event war to help with some of the costs and funds for the family, two young kids and a wife he left behind, and happy to help them in any way we can, but hoping everyone's
Yeah.
healing as best as they can from something like that,
Where'd he
because it's
end
not
up? Where
easy.
did they end up?
I have
Do you
no idea.
know?
I don't know. I don't know where they ended up on the GoFundMe. It was sad to hear, and I did have some interactions with him in my Clash career, so he was always a really nice guy, and never really had any unkind things to say ever. Never. So I'm sad to hear it. But
Kimo just super great, right?
Another member of the family was in a pretty serious.
Yeah, Eggy.
Yeah.
I was going to shout him out, but we can shout him out now. Eggy was in a pretty bad crash as recently, and thankfully he was fine and he survived some bruises and stuff. But
from what it looked like, the guy never
stopped.
Tempted to do anything.
No.
Oh, that dash cam thing was crazy.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy. So thankfully he's better. So shout out to Eggy.
Yes. Shout out to Eggy.
He's recovering. I believe he has commented to me before. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure he does.
Godspeed, Eggy.
Yeah.
And hope you listen and get well soon.
Okay, so now we're through the sad stuff.
Yeah, let's get on to the, you know, the meats and bones to this here podcast.
The meats and bones.
Meats and bones, all right.
I know I said that wrong, but, you know.
It's okay.
Hey.
All right, so some upcoming events. So there's a Coke versus Pepsi War Part 2, C-Note versus Nob. I'm sorry, C-Note and Nob are the Team Pepsi captains, and Team Coke captains are Ace and Green Arrow. That is with our C2J family friends. That's going to be... February 17th is the spin, and it's a 12-hour prep, 24-hour war. That's
beautiful, Jen.
Jen has very pretty sparkly nails right now.
Cute. And they're not wet, and they dry right away.
I know. Very excited. If you can't participate and you want to just hang out, they are going to be streaming that that weekend on Carl's Twitch stream, which we will put the link in. Show notes. The next item is that Kent Greenhouse started their TH11 and Down Wars on Monday, so Mini Mondays started again. So if anybody has a little itty bitty guy, they can go hang out with KGH every Monday. They spin.
Good people over there.
Yeah, really, great people.
Really good people.
They've been quiet lately, so I'm glad to see them active again. And then the last thing was just announced yesterday. There's going to be a Trojan War. It's going to be TH15 only, and it's going to be spun on February 23rd at 9 o'clock, and all attacks will be done in the final hour of war on February 25th.
Oh, wow.
And again, Carl will be streaming that, so that's going to be exciting and fun, I'm sure. Whip is leading the charge on that one.
Go Whip.
BG. Woo-hoo! So they're always a good time. So those are the upcoming events in the news. We will get to the next segment of our portion, which is Clash Talk. Anybody have some Clash Talk? I don't know. We're in clan games. I hate clan games. It's not my favorite thing.
No. I think they're done tonight.
I don't know.
Yes.
Are they? Okay.
We made.
I don't like them.
I looked.
What?
Yeah, they're annoying. We did get the final tier in mobile.
Oh, we always do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't worry about that.
No.
I think if I was in a clan that, like, had problems getting to it, it would probably bother me more, to be honest. I'd be bugging people to get the rewards and stuff. Like, that's just stupid. But
and we got to it in the farm, too.
Yeah. I don't think many of the CFF clans have a hard time getting there. Following clan games is everybody's favorite time of the month, which is CWL.
Woohoo!
Miss P, are you CWLing in the rated? Is that where you're hanging out nowadays?
No, they do higher town halls. We end up going, who do we go to?
We go to Dark Allegiance.
Dark Allegiance.
Oh, okay.
12 and below.
I'm glad he knows.
Noble is making changes to CWL this month. We are not running all 15s in Maine.
Am I staying?
You're staying.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And the only requirement is a plan.
What?
If we have enough little itty bitty guys to run a 15 or a 30 in NH2, we will. But we're asking all the clan members to bring their accounts to Maine. So, excited for me. I prefer Brewmaster. Yeah. I prefer to have everybody together. I don't like splitting us up. I never have. So
it's normally dead in both clans.
It's so quiet.
Yes.
Especially in Maine. Like, thank God for, if there's one good thing that came out of the capital thing, is that I can actually, like, donate to myself. Because that used to be the most frustrating thing.
That's true.
We would sit there the week of CWL and I'd have to tag someone for troops. And I hate doing that. It's just annoying.
You have access to Master Brew, which is
yeah, but you weren't in clan that week. You were in the other one. So it was just annoying. So I'm excited. We're going to do see how it goes. It's a test and learn thing. I just, last month we got 15 together and it was fine, but it's just not, I think everybody's decided it's not fun. So she's so excited about her nails.
Yeah.
We keep losing Ben. I love
these stupid things.
They're cool.
They last longer than nail polish. Once I apply them, I can literally go out. I don't have to sit there and be like, oh, I gotta, you know, can't touch anything. And these ones are made of real nail polish.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so we'll see how it goes. I'm excited for it. I don't know if others are, but we voted in co-lead. We talked about it in co-lead, then we voted in co-lead, and then we talked about it in council, and we voted in council. So it's kind of been talked to death for the last few weeks, but I'm looking forward to seeing how it goes. We haven't spun a 30 in Nobles since like 2 or 3 months after Nobles went. Yeah. We went to CWL. I think we can, Ben, are you back?
Yeah, I can't like get.
Okay.
Well, like this is the longest I've been able to
connect ever. Okay, hold on, Miss P.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Can you turn your camera off for a minute? Let's see if we can keep Ben. Okay, so make sure you speak up because I won't be able to see you. We'll see if that helps, Ben.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Okay,
so I'm trying to get my iPad charged up too, and I think that'll work better. Hopefully, fingers crossed. Okay.
Ben, you need to move to a different country if this is going to continue, honey.
I know. Honestly.
But I'm sorry.
A country of yours.
With you.
I've got, oh, you can't see, I got on my Canadian beaver socks.
Yeah.
I wear Canadian socks every Friday.
So what do you think, Ben? Are you excited, not excited about the changes?
To the Clan War League?
Yeah.
You know, it's a week of hell, you know? Regardless of what we do, and I think changing it up will I think it'll be fun. Having everybody there, I think, will be a lot more fun, because in the past, you know, the past however long we've done it the way we've done it, when half the clan goes over to a different clan and we're not all together, it's just not as fun.
Yeah, those meant to I agree
be all together.
Yeah, I preferred all together. I know in the beginning we were all so frustrated because I am fully expecting to pull like some sort of crazy thing that is going to be tough to deal with, but maybe I'll be wrong because we haven't spun a 30 in Noble since before they made all the changes. So maybe it'll be better. I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know if it places you in the same league as you were in for the 15. Does anybody else know?
I think it does, but it doesn't really matter. I mean,
we're not that high. I think we're Master 2. Master 1.
I think we're all just there to get some league medals and break in some easy loot.
We have some that, like, the, you know, the thing of it. I've never been a huge fan. You guys know that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do it for the clan, and I would prefer to have everybody together because that's what I like about the game, is that I can talk to my friends, you know, like sit down and chat and hey, great attack or whatever. We had some exciting wars in the last few weeks. We've had some close ones. Like, I think we lost on percentage in one. We won by 1 star for a couple of them.
Nice. And I've been so busy like the last couple of weeks and no time to clash at all. Yeah. So, see, I don't join the wars, and you guys have more fun. So maybe that should be
no.
I should take my hint. Just kidding.
I would much prefer to spin a 50 and have a good time and lose than spin a 15 and win. That's just me, though. Like, I know that probably wouldn't be everybody's opinion, but I would love to spin a 50 and win, too, but, you know. So I think we talked about doing a back-in-the-day thing. Do we want to do a back-in-the-day segment? Does anyone have a back-in-the-day thing?
I talked about the, you can click on what you need to upgrade it, and it'll take you right to that. What else have I mentioned? Have I mentioned anything else that's, like, really cool? That it's a feature?
Cool, I thought...
No, it was, something that's new, but back in my day when I played Clash of Clans, it's not like that anymore.
Watch War Attacks?
Uh-huh. You know, like, being able to donate to yourself.
Yeah, I mean, back in my day, we weren't able to donate to ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the fact that we can actually watch War Attacks is pretty cool.
Yeah, you couldn't watch War Attacks before.
Mm-hmm. No. You would, sit there and watch the little swords, and it would say, 50% Town Hall destroyed. You'd be like, yes, yes. And you didn't know, if they actually, were still, are they okay? Are they still going? It was crazy.
What about heroes? Don't your heroes, they don't, when you go out to do, a raid, they don't have to regen?
They do, but after, now they have that extra little life thing. Remember? They added that.
Right, you can do two attacks, and then they have to regen.
Oh, see, I never do two attacks, so I don't boost like that.
I don't think it's only two. I think it's if they it depends on how much damage you have while you're attacking.
Right.
So if they, live, then you get two attacks because they live. That little heart refills them however much they lost, I believe. We're really Clash experts here.
We know a lot.
For sure. It used to be, if your hero took any damage in the first attack, you'd have to win. Right. Mm-hmm. And now that, as long as that heart has something left at the end of the attack, you can go and attack a second time. But once you get, you know, the heart is completely depleted and you get down into your normal, life, then yeah, it's the same thing. You could take 10% damage and still have to wait for a while.
Yep.
At our level, I mean, the chances of you being able to go keep your heroes alive, fully alive for more than two attacks is, you're a lot better attacker than I am if you can do that.
Yeah, I think the other thing, back in my day, there was no such thing as a training spell. Like, the green training spell didn't exist. So when you raided, when you raided, it's potion, thank you, I couldn't remember the name of it. When you raided and then you put your army back. There wasn't even two armies. You had to come back and make your army again. And then when you made your army again, your golem took 7 hours. So it was I did 4 raids today. It was a good day.
Well, that's why everybody barged back in the day.
Uh-huh.
Barbs and archers, because they trained so much faster than everything else.
Yeah.
All you would do is sit there as raid collectors. That's all you do. And remember back in the day, the next button was so incredibly tiny. And if you, missed it by a fraction, you would end up dropping, a barb or an archer instead of...
And you'd have to do the attack.
Yeah.
Or exit and try again. Exit.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. And now you actually have to click on it. Finally figured it out. You have to click on a troop. You can press anywhere on the screen, but if you don't have a troop selected, it's not going to deploy and you can still hit next. So they've made a lot of improvements. That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I have to admit, the game has come leaps and bounds from where it was when we first started playing. Mm-hmm. I, people coming in new now. I mean, I don't want to be I walked uphill both ways with my books in the snow, but
we did.
We kind of did. I If we were going to war in Gowiwi, my first clan, and we were going to war the next day, I would actually brew a donation army that the before I went to bed the night before, so that by the time I got online at like lunchtime the next day, it might be done.
To donate to clan castles.
No, not to the clan castles for war. To donate to the people who were attacking. So it was like, we used to have a channel in Line, because that's what we used, where like, if you knew what you wanted for your donations, you could put it in there so people could brew it the night before. So we would all be ready in the morning.
We battled against the clan recently that in their description was Line.
Yeah, they had a line.
Remember
long,
to show that to
that
you?
That was the one like, we lost, or we won by
holy
percentage,
cow.
I forget.
It's like, oh,
your sister
memories.
Still uses Line. She doesn't use Discord.
Do they?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, LP Sepikat, which is, what's his name? Galadon's family of clans? They use Line still. I mean, you would think that they would use Discord, but they use Line.
Yeah.
The app.
I know. I mean, I guess you have it all set up and it's all organized. It's easier than trying to shift everybody over.
Yeah, because my sister's part of.
She's a leader.
Yeah, she's a leader in LP's Epicad.
Or co-lead, I forgot. Either way, yeah, it's crazy that they still use Line. We used Line for years. And then we came to
Clash Royale.
CFF and they were on Discord. And I'm like, I don't know what this Discord thing is, but all right, let's go.
Let's do it.
I have no clue. Now I can like make rooms and permissions and I know how to do all sorts of stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember if it was Discord when I...
I was going to say, because they were pretty new. They were new to Discord when we came. I don't know how new.
I think we were.
When did you come to Clash Royale, Ben?
Not long before us.
It was 6-8 months, I think, before you guys showed up. But I think.
We were like the
because
summer.
It took me a hot minute to get to Elder. And I remember very specifically Al bringing you, JJ, to the Elder chat going, you know, yeah, she's super rushed. She's going to work on her heroes. What do you guys think? I can tell her no, but she seems like a really good person. And I was the one that was just like, are you serious? No, we can't. Yeah, we can't have this person. And here, what? Everybody else is like, I'll just give her a chance. Give her a chance. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work. You know, we trust you. And I was like one of the few dissenters. And it turned out.
That's hilarious. Yeah. It did. Yeah. I think it was like June or July of 2015? 16. Maybe 16?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I want to say, I think it was winter when I joined. I can't remember when in winter, if it was early winter or late winter, but it was winter when I joined. Mm. So.
No, it was definitely summer because I gave up Gowiwi in June. It was June.
Okay.
So, and it took me a couple weeks to come over. Because I went and like hung out. When I first left Gowiwi, I went and hung out with some of the guys that had left Gowiwi, had gone to a different clan. And I was like, well, I'll go check it out. And it wasn't for me.
I think my first intro to... was in Kozar Farm.
Okay.
Is that where you went?
Yeah, that's where I was originally with, I don't even know who's there now.
Stupa?
That's, yes. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry for the yawn.
So we are missing, like, the, like, major, the biggest change ever made to Clash that was the most important, I think the most important change ever made for Clash.
What was it?
That allowed everything to, that allowed it to blow up the way it did.
Okay.
Arranged Wars.
Yes. Absolutely.
The, you know, back in the day, There was no such thing as arranged wars. If you wanted to war with another clan, you had to try and line up your war weights and spins and cross your fingers and hope like heck that you match the clan that you were trying to match. And I mean, it was a crapshoot. And now it's like, oh, we want to war you. Boom, send the invite. Boom, you're done. That's what allowed all the leagues to take off. That's what allowed all that stuff to happen. So without arranged wars, I think Clash would have died sooner. Well,
possible, yeah.
I think it'd be dead already. And some people would probably argue it's dead now, but I think it's still going pretty strong. So, and I don't think that happens without arranged wars.
I joined Noble Hero on June 26, 2016. That was my first day in Noble Hero.
August.
You went in July to wherever you went. And then you ended up in K2.
Yeah, it was with Rand. Kozar Farm, then to K2.
Yep. That's when I went to
Noble. Early days of K2, Jen.
That first war. I remember we were like, ooh, how does it work? Nobody do attacks. Remember? We were like, nobody attacked each other. And then you guys attacked us.
Yeah, Friendly Wars. Yeah, that was Hal. So when Friendly Wars came, it's funny that Ben mentioned that. The first day of Friendly Wars, we sent a challenge to K2, and K2 accepted. And we were like, no, we're not going to attack. We're just going to see how to match and all that stuff. And then Hal comes in chat, and he's like, what's going on? He's like, why aren't we attacking? And I was like, we said we weren't attacking. He's like, forget that.
Yep, and then y'all attacked. We were all like, what is going on? They said that they wouldn't attack us. We definitely felt attacked.
You were attacked.
I know.
It was great. That was fun, though. That was a fun, like, and it was good to see how it worked.
Speaking of Hal, he was in chat.
He popped into Noble chat lately, the other day.
Yeah, like
twice
recently.
I know.
What the hell?
It was like,
hi, Hal.
He's like, oh my god, you guys are still here, and I'm like, yeah, we're still here. So, it was great.
Yeah, it's good to see him. Yeah.
But yeah, that was funny when that happened. And then that's it. Then the whole, like, okay, now we need to have, like, a real friendly war. But it was more like, how do you set your base and, you know, all that kind of... That's what we were trying to test. But we didn't hold our end of the deal at all, Jen.
Sorry, Jen.
It's fine.
Yeah.
They loved us anyways. All right. So that was our back in the day. I like it. That was good talk. I like it. It's my favorite kind of stuff, like reminiscing back. All right, we have some fan questions, so let's get to them.
Fan questions? We have fans. I know.
We have.
You didn't see them?
Let's say we have questions.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
right? I don't know if we can call them fans, but we'll have questions. Okay, so Hammer from C2J.
Hammer
wants to know if we think that pineapple belongs on pizza.
Yeah, if you want to gross yourself out.
Yeah, I don't like it, pineapple. Perhaps
the Smurfly belongs on pizza.
Okay.
Absolutely. It's a top five pizza for me. And I just said I'm more of a meat lovers kind of guy, but I do like a ham and pineapple pizza from time to time.
I will eat it, but it's definitely not on my top five.
I think it's good. I think it's really good. But I really do like sweet and savory in general.
Pineapple is a terrible fruit.
Pineapple's a what fruit?
Terrible fruit. It eats you.
I love pineapple.
It eats you. It does. There's an enzyme in it that it eats you.
Oh, goodness.
So I'm going to say that I've tried it once. I don't know if I got a bad one, but I did not like it. Now, that's not to say that I wouldn't like it if I got a better pizza. I feel like it wasn't the best pizza I've ever had in my life, and it was from a place that I've never gone to. So I think if I could get it somewhere that I know does it well, I would try it again. Would I pick it as a topping? No. But if it was on the table and everybody's like, this is amazing, you have to try it, I would do it again. That's what she said.
It's to each their own. I mean, I like it. Other people don't like it. Like, okay. I like mushrooms on pizza. Some people don't.
I don't like mushrooms at all. Okay. All right, so let's do top three pizzas. Like, if you're ordering
Because top three. Void Boy, like, he asked a question just a little bit ago. He said, what's your favorite topping on pizza?
I missed that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Go me. Thank you, Void Boy. I didn't look since, like, about a half hour ago, so if it's a new one. Okay, so we have two new ones. Okay. All right, so Void Boy, favorite topping on pizza. Let's do that. Favorite. Jen, what is it?
I like just plain cheese, to be honest with you. There is a pizzeria around here, though, that is called Mark's Pizzeria, and he does a sweet sauce, so that's probably my favorite pizza, and I just do cheese and pepperoni. Second would be a white pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Sounds racist.
Yeah. I don't know. Mushrooms? Yeah, onions. I like onions. Yeah, I like breakfast pizza. I'm not a big, like, huge sausage on my pizza, other than pepperoni. Like, I like pepperoni. I don't like other types of meat on my pizza. I don't like buffalo chicken pizza or, like, steak in the grass pizza.
Mm.
Okay.
But I do like mushrooms. Oh, mushrooms. Sorry. That one from 99 Brick Oven that has mushrooms and goat cheese. Oh, that one's so yummy.
That is a really good place to go eat. Yep.
All right,
yeah,
Ben.
99 Brick Oven. You've been there.
Well, what would I like?
Your top three.
Top three? Man, I would say probably top would be like a Supreme Pizza with like pretty much everything on it with green peppers and onions and olives and like all the different types of meat, you know, just everything, just put everything on it, throw it all on there. It makes it really good. But I really like that kind of pizza with like, especially with green peppers. There's something about green peppers on a pizza that I really like. So Supreme Pizza, that's always a favorite of mine. Then I would probably put like either just a regular pepperoni or a pepperoni and green olive is really good as well.
This guy likes his green olives. Wow.
Yeah. Ew.
Oh.
Pepperoni and green olives? Oh, man. That's really
Threw
good.
Up in my mouth.
And then you know, Jen actually reminded me of another really good pizza, but I really like buffalo chicken pizza, but it has to be on thin crust. It can't be on, like, any kind of thick crust or pan or whatever. It's got to be thin crust because you're eating it for the buffalo chicken, not for the crust. So,
all right.
Okay.
If you don't like buffalo chicken, I would suggest eating it on a thin crust because you get more of the heat from the buffalo chicken. The pizza crust doesn't, like, take all the spice away.
Okay.
All right, dear. Your top three.
Well, Randazzo's has...
No, just toppings. You don't have to go to, like, specific places.
They have a spectacular chicken cheesesteak.
Chicken cheesesteak pizza. Okay.
No, sorry.
Spit it out.
A pizza. No. Damn it. I get it all the time.
Do you want me to let you think about it? I'll do mine.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Sorry.
So my number three would be white pizza. Number two would be pizza with sausage. I love sausage on pizza. And my number one is just the classic cheese pizza. I'm just as boring as Jen.
I do love just a cheese pizza.
Just a cheese pizza.
Right?
With a little bit of salt on top, and I'm a happy girl. Like, that's all I need. However, I do not like thick crust pizza. I only like thin pizza.
Mm.
And I like pizza. It if it's, like, a little crispy on the bottom.
Pizza on a fire.
Mm. Right, yes, exactly.
God,
that kind of
we
thing.
We need to do that.
However,
really
my favorite pizza that I've ever had is the one at 99 Brick Oven with the arugula on top.
Oh, yes. I guess I do like my greens on my salad, but I don't think there's a 99 Brick Oven salad or pizza that I don't like.
Yeah. That's probably my favorite one. Was it prosciutto and...
Yep.
That was really good.
And arugula. And it's so good.
That's no
There's a place pizza. Called... There's a place called Mod Pizza here that has a really good margarita pizza. And then I add ricotta. And that's amazing.
Oh, my it's goodness. Like, what's the one I get? Good. I get the barbecue, don't yes. I?
Do you know what your pizza is now?
I'm going to get that barbecue from Mod.
Yeah.
It's... yes.
Bruce likes barbecue.
Yeah. Can we get that, like, now?
I just ate pizza.
It's that good, Jen. It is that good.
Okay. Do you have a second one?
Yeah, sausage.
And your first one?
A normal plain cheese pizza.
Oh, okay. Brew and I are aligned for 2-in-1. That's good.
Just plain cheese pizza. Man, that's...
But I don't like sweet sauce. Like Jen said, so I don't like sweet sauce.
Oh, you've never had
I prefer my... Yeah, I have not found a sweet sauce I like. I prefer my sauce like tomatoey with garlic and.
When you guys are coming here, I wanted to add. I told Shane, I was like, "Do you think they would mind just driving at like 45 minutes to go get pizza?" Because it's so good.
I don't care. You know I'm always game, but I just was like, I'm not a sweet sauce pizza person. I'll eat it. Pizza, period.
Yeah.
So I will eat it.
I dream about this sweet sauce.
Whoa.
It's ridiculous.
But if I have to choose, I'm not choosing a sweet sauce.
Oh.
I also don't like box pizza stores like Pizza Hut. I don't like Domino's.
Yeah.
I don't like Little Caesars. None of those.
No.
Give me Grandpa Talia, who's had the pizza shop so long that the grease is like caked on the side of the walls. That's where I'm going.
Yep.
That's where I'm going. Because that's the good stuff.
The Domino's we got when we went up to visit Mord's, Grace had like...
Grace loves Domino's pizza.
7 slices.
I don't think she's from Philadelphia. I think she's like some alien that's been transported here. Because like she doesn't like pretzels. She doesn't like cream cheese. She doesn't like... I don't understand. I did something wrong. I broke her somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, but... Anyways,
she doesn't like bacon.
I love her just how she is. No, she doesn't like bacon. So, she's wonderful, though. Uh-oh, we lost Ben again. So, it's not the cameras. Ben, you back? Maybe.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to read this question.
Beardsley's? Yes, do it.
But I'm not sure I'm going to justify it with any sort of answers.
Oh, I have an answer for him.
Actually, I do have an answer. I'll take that back. All right, so Beardsley would like to know, what is the best method for making sandwiches? I'm only asking since you have two experts on the panel, Queen and Miss P. Second question, where do they find the time to record on M2C between all the cleaning and cooking they should normally be doing? So, my sandwiches are best made by my husband. Because that's the kind of household I have. And my cooking and cleaning, I cook most of the time. But my cleaning gets done by a cleaning lady. So there's that.
Boom.
And I will...
Your wifely duties, I see.
For our listeners, Beardsley actually is not sexist at all. This is just a joke in Noble.
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows. Because I feel bad if he would get that reputation because he's actually a pretty nice guy. But... That is his question. Miss P, do you have an answer?
Oh, I just wanted to ask him. So I was reading the question to Shane and then explaining to Shane who he was. And I said, basically, he's a guy that takes a picture with the same fish. And then
the
I
same fish.
I proceeded to show Shane all of the pictures of him with the same fish.
Same fish. Same smile.
Same fish. Yep.
Same everything.
Yep. He's an expert at Photoshop, or he just has a fish in a you know, an ice bucket.
He just keeps the same fish in the live well.
Yep. Right? Yep. Yeah. Yep. It's the same fish. So explain to me that one. Out.
Look, I catch fish every day.
Yeah. And I don't eat sandwiches. And
Sandwiches.
And if I do, I would have Shane make them for me.
That's right.
S-A-M-M-I-C-H. Yes.
Sandwiches.
Yep.
Now, I have a question for Beardsley. Has he ever put the sandwich making stuff that
we sent him
along with the Jilgies to good use? Because
he mentioned it once.
He did?
I thought he has.
I don't think so.
He thought it got delivered to the wrong house. I think he took it to the neighbors. I don't know if he still has it or not. He's going to have to let us know if he ever got them back and if he's ever used them.
That's right. I never heard about it, so I didn't know if he even got it. We sent Jilgy and Shen a sign that says this house is built on love and shenanigans.
That's right.
Yeah.
I swear to God, the next person that says shenanigans will get pistol whipped.
All right, so friend Peter, has a question. What is one goal you absolutely must achieve in 2023? Does anybody have anything?
Oh, I didn't know if we were... yeah, I do.
Okay.
I'd like to improve my golf game and at least take few strokes off. And the second one would be to become more fluent in sign language.
Ben, do you have any 2023 goals?
A little chuckle.
Not that I'd like to share.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Yeah, I mean,
goals should be personal.
Definitely have some. They're more like health and work related, so yeah. But none that I'd really like to share.
Yes. So I have one goal this year, and my goal is that if I'm not going to see a person on their birthday, that I send them a card.
Send them a card, yep.
That is my New Year's, and it's not a resolution. It's just a goal. It's a habit I want to get in. I think it's important, so I'm doing that.
Yeah, my brother kind of hinted towards that in New Year's.
That wasn't what he was hinting.
No, but he was, you know, wanting to, you know, be more...
He wants to be a better brother.
Yeah. His message made me and my sister...
There was a lot of tears. Jim's brother sent a very emotional message on New Year's, so there's some tears. Do you have a goal this year, dear?
I want to party with Ben again.
Oh. That's my first goal, Ben.
Heck yeah.
All right.
We gotta get you here, or we gotta go there, or something this year.
Yeah. Or meet in the middle somewhere.
Somewhere. Let's go.
Bruise in. Yes, I don't have a big camper to pull anymore. My big camper is parked. So
we gotta
just
get,
putting that out there.
We gotta get face to face and
yes, I agree.
I want a bear hug from Ben.
Wow. He wants a bear hug from Ben.
Shirtless hug. How's that?
Whoa. I'll stay away from
that. Could be arranged.
All right. Last fan question. Are the Eagles going to win the Super Bowl? And if so, who will they beat?
This was from...
Final score. From C-Note.
From Note, yep.
All right, so I am going to say yes. The Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl.
Cincinnati.
I think they're going to play Cincinnati.
Yep.
Final score.
He wants to score? Oh.
27-17. That's my final score.
Oh man, I agree. I think the Eagles will win the Super Bowl. I think if they play Cincinnati, it's going to be a friggin' blowout, to be honest with you. Because Cincinnati just doesn't have the offensive line to keep Joe Burrow upright against the Eagles, in my opinion.
Well, let's throw it this way. What if Kansas City wins? What's that going to turn out going to be?
I still think the Eagles win, but I think it's a closer game.
I just don't think Mahomes, I don't think he's okay. And I don't know how they're going to pull it out this way. I think if Mahomes was healthy, like 100%, and he goes this weekend and then he gets through, then I think it's like a 20-17 game, and I don't know if we win. But I don't think he's okay. So I'm going to say
I'm sure we all watched that game and watched that play, and yeah.
Yeah. Miss P, do you think the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl?
I mean, if Josh Allen played on that team.
Well, you know.
I'm sorry, I don't know any other teams besides the Bills. So, to be honest with you, I have no idea.
I don't think I want Josh Allen. So, I'm good with who I have.
What?
I like my quarterback.
Yeah, good. Yeah. If I were you, I'd stick with what you got. I mean, even as a Vikings fan with Kirk Cousins, I'd stick with what I got over Josh Allen.
No offense. I mean, but how far did the Vikings go?
That's a good point.
Yeah, you're right, but it wasn't Kirk Cousins' fault. I can tell you that much. It was our defense's fault. I mean, it had nothing to do with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the Giants were running on a high at that moment. You guys just got hit by a hot team is what happened. So sometimes that's hard.
And our defense couldn't, you know, stop a kindergarten squad. I don't know what you I mean, they're terrible.
So I am actually super emotional about this week because I think it's going to be the last game that a lot of the guys that were on the 2017 team,
yeah,
that are still on this team,
yeah,
is going to play. If they make it to the Super Bowl and if they win, I will predict that we will lose probably four key starters. Four. Not two or one.
Yep.
Four.
Yep.
I think Kelsey's going to be done. I think BG's going to be done.
Yep.
I think Cox is going to be done. Yep. And I think Lane Johnson's going to be done.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
And that's a big hit on both sides.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, Kelsey's 12 years in the league.
And he was...
Fletcher Cox and BG are 12 or 13. Like, they're all... in their 30s, mid-30s.
And Kelsey was pondering retirement
last year. Yeah. And he signed a 1 year. So he's a free agent. Kelsey, Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox are all free agents after this season.
Yep.
And I don't think they're going to bring them back. So this is it. This is the season. If we're going to do it.
Yeah.
We have to do it now. It's built. It's built this way. So... it's now's the time.
Jalen's going to get his contract. So we all know what happens after the quarterback gets his contract.
Yeah. We're on a rookie contract with him still. So
he's
due to sign. He technically has 1 year left, but they're not going to let him sit there with that. So
they'll pay him. Howie will
pay him, yeah.
Now I can see him. Let's push this out another year and sign.
No, I don't think he'll do that. I could see maybe Kelsey coming back for one more year at less money, possibly. But we have a center. They drafted one last year.
Yeah.
He's played a couple times this year. Jason says he's really good. So I don't know. Really good podcast if nobody's checked it out. New Heights Podcast. It's Jason and Travis Kelsey. It's so interesting.
It's almost as good
almost
as this.
As good
almost
as, this
as good as this podcast.
That's true.
No, but honestly, if you want to hear about the back side of football, what being a player is like and stuff, they're actually very candid. I enjoy it. I listen to it all the time. So, this is it. This is our year. If we're gonna do it, it's got to be now.
Yeah.
Well, and I think. This weekend is basically the Super Bowl. The NFC Championship is basically the Super Bowl.
This is going to be a crazy game.
The Niners are the competition for the Eagles.
I am not 100% cocky right now. I think they're going to win, but I think it's going to be a nail biter. Not easy. It's not going to be an easy feat. The Niners have an amazing defense. They're just, it's going to be tough. I agree. This is going to be the game.
Unfortunately, and here's the thing. It's I don't think it would necessarily be a blow, but I don't think it's going to be that close, to be honest with you, because I don't think Brock Purdy's has seen a defense like
that. I also don't think Brock Purdy's played in a place like the Link.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I think it could be. He's rose every time so far, but I mean, I think this could be the one that he. Well, this could be the wake up call for him. It's not that easy to play in this league.
Yeah. Hey, I was saying earlier this week, if Niners get the ball and score, and the Eagles get it, and
that's going to be the issue. I don't think they're going to be able to score.
But you know, they get like a turnover and you know, early on the drive, and get another touchdown really quick. And get up 14-0 on them, and then we'll see what happens. But
oh, I mean, if the Niners can come out and take an early lead and let their defense play down, yeah, then it's going to be a
10-0 really quick lead. It could.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to be easy for the Eagles to score, but I think they're going to be able to score.
Yes,
yeah.
Some.
So what we saw last week,
but I don't
was. The true, like, game plan for the Eagles. Yeah. They've been playing vanilla since they clinched. They just were throwing, like, normal plain Jane plays.
Playing vanilla since he got hurt.
Well, they clinched the week after he got hurt. The week that he got hurt, whatever. But it's I'm...
What, you were going to be running your number one offense with Minshew at quarterback?
No. No. even when Jalen played against the Giants that last week to clinch home field, even then they were not playing their full offense. Like that was not their playbook. No. That was like the, you know, the first 5 pages, not the last 55. So last week is when we saw all the crazy things, not crazy things, but fancy schmancy Cadillac versions come out, and I'm not surprised we won at all. I was kind of shocked that we won 38-7, but I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I thought it'd be closer than that.
It's just like, and that's kind of how I feel right now. You're driving me crazy, just so you know. That's kind of how I feel right now. Like, I feel like they're gonna win, but I'm not like they're definitely gonna win and it's gonna be like a blowout. That's not, I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I wouldn't be surprised if this is like a 14-7 game.
No, the Eagles will score more than that.
I don't know. I'm not feeling real confident. I'm going to be honest with you. Not about that. I think they'll win, but I don't think it's going to be like 38-33 or something like that. Like it's not going to be that kind of game. This is two stout defenses. That's what this is going to be.
Number one versus number two.
Exactly. So.
I'd be very surprised if it was a one score game, to be honest with you. Like the I think it's going to be more than a one score game.
For my heart palpitation life, I would appreciate that. Last week's game was not very stressful. It was kind of nice.
Neither was the San Francisco Cowboy game.
Yeah, that wasn't stressful either. Yes, it was. You were sitting. Couch freaking out.
Wait, we got pictures of that.
When I tell you, like the last half hour of that game, that was the only time Bruce sat down was when I took that picture. He stood the whole time. And I was like, dude, you're driving me crazy. Sit down. It's going to be okay. But this weekend should be interesting because, you know, Bruce is a Niners fan. And
yeah.
I root for the Niners, but only when they don't play the Eagles. So. They're playing the Eagles this weekend. I actually told Brew he's not allowed to have his Eagles jersey in his closet. It's in my closet.
Yeah. Yep.
He's not allowed.
Yep.
It's in my closet this week.
It got washed earlier this week, and I
have put it in the closet
since. And I was just like, okay, what is happening?
Yep.
I guess the Jerry Rice jersey's coming out from 30 years ago.
Oh, we're going to pull the original one out, huh?
Yeah, we are.
Okay. All right, so now that we switched to football, do we have useless information? Anybody have useless information?
I do.
Holy cow. Okay.
Oh, I gotta find it. Let me find it, because I was just...
find something quick.
Deleting. Okay, so this, I mean, it's not really useless, but yeah, it's kind of, I mean, it isn't really, but it's interesting. So in different countries, they have their own version of sign language, just like spoken languages. Sign language changes depends on the country you're in. Even though Britain and the U.S. both speak English, their sign languages are very different. Differences can also be found in regional sign language, similar to how accents and dialects are reflected in speech.
Yep.
Totally useless. Good one, Jen.
No, it's not.
So what are you... How is Canadian Sign Language different than the United States Sign Language? Do you know?
Well, I mean, I don't know that, but I do know that there is...
Well, I mean, you're learning Canadian Sign Language. So,
no, I'm not
learning can you actually
Sign Language.
Speak to us in the United States in Sign Language, then?
I can say water in Sign Language. And that's Philadelphian.
Yes! See? It's even in Sign Language. I win.
Pennsylvania Dutch.
We were listening to the local sports radio on the way down to pick up Grace's friend today, and there was this guy that came on, and he has his own song. Like, he's just a guy, like, just a listener, but he has his own song. He's Jerry from the Shore, Jerry from Down the Shore, and he gets on, and I was like, that is such a South Jersey accent. Like, you guys wouldn't, you may not hear the difference, but I hear the difference, and I was like, holy cow. Yo, Mike. Like, oh my God. What's happening? Okay.
Oh, I have another one.
Go ahead.
Barbie and her boyfriend, Ken, broke up in 2004, but they got back together in 2011.
Wait. Huh?
Oh, I just deleted it. Oh, Barbie and her boyfriend broke up in 2004, but they got back together in 2011.
Really?
Think of all the other dolls she had in her Barbie.
Wow.
Oh my God, Shane. He said, think about all the other dolls she had in her RV.
Probably why they broke up in the first place.
Probably, right?
That's great. All right, I have one. I'm going to do a football one since it's that time of year. An NFL commissioner once died in the stands during a game. To set the scene... It was October 11th, 1959 at Philadelphia's Franklin Field. NFL Commissioner Burt Bell was in attendance for a frankly meaningless game between the Eagles and Steelers, two teams he owned before becoming commissioner. Late in the fourth quarter, the Eagles' Norm Van Brocklin found Tommy McDonald in the end zone to seal the game, and Bell suffered a heart attack in the stands. Some accounts have the touchdown causing Bell's heart attack, while others have the inverse, where the frantic crowd reaction may have distracted the Steelers' defense just enough to allow the touchdown. Either way, this was the tragic death of a true pioneer of the game, as Bell is the reason for the draft existing today. So we killed a commissioner.
And you beat Santa Claus.
Get it right. We threw snowballs at Santa Claus. Like 100 years ago.
Oh,
I mean, if you're going to razz on us about the same thing everybody else does.
Yeah, right. Get it right.
Get it right.
Get it right, then.
All right.
Who did you boo?
I don't know.
Is anybody?
We boo everybody.
We boo everybody. You don't talking about.
Yeah. This is what we do. What was the description that they said this morning?
Hell, we boo our own players.
We do.
Coach.
We absolutely do. I don't remember what they said this morning, but it was so accurate that I was like, that was perfect, but I can't remember. Ben, do you have a useless fact?
I do. And I just opened up the page of my fancy book that you guys got me, and here I found this one. Mr. Potato Head once got 4 votes for mayor of Boise, Idaho in an election.
Really?
What?
Yep.
Wait, what?
The more
Mr.
you know.
Potato Head once got 4 votes in Boise, Idaho for mayor.
Wait, what?
Yep.
The toy?
Yes.
I mean, it is Idaho. Idaho potatoes.
You're a hoe. I'm not a hoe.
Idaho. We're spicy tonight.
I know, right?
Gonna have to put the explicit language tag on our podcast.
The New York Jets have never beaten the Philadelphia Eagles.
Boom.
Boom.
Nice.
Take that, Jets fans. That's all I got.
That's all Bruce got.
That's it.
It's short and sweet.
Boom.
Okay. Shout outs. We'll start with Miss P, ladies first.
I never think about this one. It's going to be to Beth and Jim and Ben, and Peter and Jan. Ben, you're not coming to see us, but the other four people are. So shout out to you guys for coming.
I'm excited. Ben, we'll miss you.
21 days. 21 days.
Bruce got a countdown.
We'll be up there 3 weeks from today.
Do you have your passports to get into Canada?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, they got their passports.
I have my passport. Canada.
So do I.
Why are we going to Canada?
We're not.
You're visiting Jen.
I know.
Teasing Jen. Do you have any other shout-outs? Is that it?
No, I do not.
All right. I will go next since we did ladies first. I am going to shout out first in the queue for taking over Clan Capital everything. And Noble Hero recently. So thank you, Q. I'm sure it's a thankless job, but someone's got to do it. And I appreciate you for doing it because I really didn't have the time. So thank you, Q. My other shout out is going to go to Peter and Jan. I think since we've recorded last, we saw them. And they came down and visited us in our humble abode, and we had a really, really good time, and I appreciate them making the trek. We're not as close as Miss P.
Yeah, right.
So it was fun to spend time together. But I agree with Brew. We need to get Ben down, or we have to go out, or we need to meet halfway, or something, because it's been too long.
PTG.
Agreed.
And I'm going to do a shade out to Beardsley for his stupid question.
His stupid question. Did we get all
we
the questions?
Did. We did.
I didn't miss any.
All right. Okay. Your turn, Brew. We'll let Ben go last.
Ben can go.
Oh, all right. All right, Ben.
Dang it. You stole mine. I was going to shout out Q as well.
Uh-huh.
Just because he seems like he's always on. That's, we need people like that. Who else? Oh, and I'm gonna do my anti shout out to Beardo for not for the question. The question I think was in rather good taste and added much needed levity to this podcast. But he's gonna get shaded out for his stupid no filler CC request. So CC request sits there for friggin' hours and hours and hours. So I always fill it with gobs. It doesn't matter how long it's been sitting there. If there's only two fillers left, it's like it could be 5 minutes. It could be 2 hours. I fill it with gobs every single time just to get rid of it.
I agree. I don't like that either.
No.
Your turn, Brew.
I'm going to shout out Barky. Because he's awesome at the farm. I'm going to shout out the boss, Tony, because he's awesome. Going to shout out BTG and Miss P.
Thank you.
And my queen.
We're not awesome, though? Oh, come on. Daggers of the heart, Brew. Dagger.
We are all awesome.
Yeah.
You're
Barky,
awesome.
Anything that goes on in the farm, he's always there. Tony, because, you know, he's just Tony. And you and Jen are just awesome, too. And I gotta get my queen.
Yes, dear. I scared you today. Okay.
My shout-outs.
Good. I'll take them. All right, so that is our show today. On behalf of Miss P, BTG, and Brew, I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Stay fancy, my friends.
Recording.
It's January 27th, 2023, and welcome to the 17th episode of Married to Clash. I'm Queen JJB. I think that's my name. And I'm joined by my other half, Brew.
Hello.
And BTG?
What's up, party people?
Wrong thing.
Is it new for 2023?
Oh, are we recording?
Oh, wow. I mean...
I just... I've been so long, I forgot.
Right?
All right, I like that one. Sorry, party people.
No, he has to say, are we recording?
I know, are we recording yet?
And I think he needs to see me first.
Sorry. Do you want me to do it again?
Yeah.
Okay, please. I gotta do it again.
I'm going to do it the same way again, just so you know.
Start again, Miss Sid, Mama Sids.
No, she should leave it.
Okay. It's 20. I'm not even drinking.
Yeah, this is no wine.
I have a glass of cider.